Okay, now joining us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is one of my favorite baseball players of all time, and that's former Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder Omar Moreno. Let me give you a little background on Omar. He's from Panama and was signed by the Pirates as a free agent in 1969. He debuted in the major leagues in 75 for the Pirates and played in the league from 75 to 1986 for the Pirates, Astros, Yankees, Royals, and Braves. He won a World Series with the We Are Family Pirates in 1979. A team that overcame a 3-1 deficit against the Baltimore Orioles, winning the last two games on the road in Baltimore. He had .311 that postseason with a .354 on-base percentage. Omar led the major leagues in stolen bases in 1978 with 71, led the National League in steals in 1979 with 77, came back in 1980 and had 96, one behind Expos outfielder Ron LaFleur for the league lead that season. He ended his career with 487 stolen bases, which is good for 42nd all-time. He played every game in back-to-back seasons of 1979 and 1980, led the league in at-bats, and averaged 751 plate appearances over those 2 years. He was one of the premier leadoff hitters in all of baseball over the course of his career, and we're thrilled to have him with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Omar, Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Omar.
Good evening, everyone.
Omar, let's start by going back to you, the time when you were originally signed by the Pirates. How did you go from a free agent to joining the Pirates organization?
Well, I signed when at the age of 16 years old by Herbert Raper in Panama. The same scout signed on Ren Stene and Manny Sanguillen.
Wow.
Long time ago, yes. At the age of 16.
Omar, you played several years with my baseball idol growing up, Willie Stargell. What are some of your favorite memories of playing with Pops?
Well, Willie was special for me, so that's why we call him Pop. This is the guy who inspired me to play this game, Willie and Roberto Clemente. Well, Roberto was before me, you know, but Willie and right. Roberto was me. So much from Willie, that's why we used to call him Pop in our team in 1979.
Omar, talk about what it was like in that Pirates clubhouse. I mean, the We Are Family theme, it always seemed like you guys were truly a close-knit group that had some characters in the clubhouse as well. Guys like Dave Parker and Phil Garner going at it. Obviously, Pops as a father figure. Manny Sanguine was back with the ball club. John Candelaria was a character as well, like to stir the pot. Talk about what it was like in that clubhouse.
Well, I learned so much from those guys, man. I was very lucky to play with those guys. I learned so much from not only for the Willie and the Parker. And I learned so much from Chuck Tanner, Phil Garner, Tim Foley, Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Manny Sanguillen, and all those guys. I learned so much from those guys in 1979. Not only 79, since when I came to Big League.
Bob, questions for Omar?
Omar, we've heard, you mentioned Chuck Tanner. We've heard so much about him as being a player's manager, but he knew the game. Just give us more thoughts about him. Seemed like a really good baseball man.
Yes. It's a very respect guy. You know, respect. We have to play hard, respect the player, we respect him, you know. And a good guy, great guy. Try to keep everybody together, you know. That's why we win the 1979 World Series. Not only because we got a good team, but Chuck is a person that tried to keep everybody together, tried to play hard for him, and tried to do the best for our fans in Pittsburgh.
And Omar, while you were stealing all the bases in Pittsburgh over those years, what was it like for you as far as, did you have the go? Was it up to you to run all the time, or did you have to okay with the manager? How did that work out for you?
Well, I got a green light, yes. He gave me green lights and when I play with Chuck. My first year I played with Danny Murta, but I played only 1 month. But when Chuck came from Oakland from the A's, and he saw me play in center field on the kind of speed I have, so they gave me green lights. So I feel more comfortable. One day I told him, Chuck, I feel better when you give me green light because I'm going to work with Tim Foley. So I worked with Tim Foley. So I give him sign when I'm going to go to try to steal second base.
And Omar, in that stretch from 1977 to 1980, when you stole almost 300 bases, attempted nearly 100 each year. And like I said, you played all 162 games in 79 and in 1980. Did your body take a beating after all of those games and all those headfirst slides into second?
Yeah, well, I had to stay in shape. Yeah. It was hard for me, you know, play every day, catch all those balls in center field, run from second to third, from fourth to fourth. You know, it was hard, but I tried, you know, I went to the ballpark early, tried to prepare for the game as I did for all those years.
Omar, in that 1979 World Series, the Orioles won three of the first four games, and they scored a lot of runs. I mean, 8 runs in Game 3, 9 in Game 4, and then they only managed to score 2 runs over the last 3 games. Did you guys make some adjustments that was able to shut them down over those last 3 games?
Yeah, my first time when we went to Baltimore, I think we lost again with Flanagan, because I know Flanagan since we used to be in a minor league. We play in Triple A with Flanagan and McGregor. So I was, and in my first day, I tried to, you know, I was tried too hard, you know, because I wanted to get in base so bad. But on the second day, I was talking to Willie. I said, you know, Chuck Turner, and I was more relaxed. I said, want to start to hit the ball good.
Omar, you had a big Game 7 in that World Series. You were 3-for-5, including an RBI single in the ninth. You later scored on a bases-loaded walk to give you guys a 4-to-1 cushion going into the bottom of the ninth. But you guys were down 1-0 through 5 innings until Willie hit that 2-run home run to give you a 2-to-1 lead in the top of the sixth. What were your nerves like going through that Game 7?
Well, you know, we came from behind. We win the last game in Pittsburgh. Then the next day we went to Baltimore, win that game, and the next day we was behind. But we got a good team. We used to got a good team. And those guys, I believe, I said, well, soon I start to get in base and try to put pressure to those guys. I think we're gonna make.
Yeah, Omar, and after you left Pittsburgh, first of all, spending most of your career there, you'd go on to play for 4 other teams, but was it hard leaving Pittsburgh, Omar, after having spent so much time in there and having so much success there?
Yeah, it was hard. At that time, it was hard for me because I signed with Pittsburgh. I know everybody here in Pittsburgh. People play for people more for this organization, people more for 15 years. Since the minor league, since I was 16 years old. It was kind of hard for me to go to know the team, but this is part of the game, and I know sooner or later I had to get out of Pittsburgh. So from there, from Pittsburgh, I went to free agent to play with Houston, and Houston, they trained me to New York, and then I played with Atlanta when Chuck was there.
And those Yankee teams of the early 80s, Omar, I was in the stadium an awful lot during those days, and they remember you well. And that was Yogi Berra, Billy Martin still those days. Did you have good memories of the old Yankee Stadium?
Not like Pittsburgh.
No.
I played with those guys, and Rigetti was there, and Gitti was there, Marini was there, and Winfield. Ricky Henderson was there, Piniella, all those guys.
Yeah.
I had a good time in New York, yeah.
Omar, after stealing 77 bases in the 1979 regular season, no stolen bases in the World Series. Was that just a result of trailing a lot in the series, or was it because, as you talk about, two of their top pitchers, Scott McGregor and Mike Flanagan, both tough lefties, were they really difficult to run on?
Flanagan and McGregor, we play against each other when they was in Rochester, New York. I was in Charleston, West Virginia. The thing is, I was so cold. I was talking to Tim Foley. I told Tim Foley, you better be ready, Tim, because when I get a chance to go, I go. But you better be ready because I know they're going to give you a lot of fastballs, so you be ready. Because if I got a chance to steal, I go.
And Omar, you caught the final out of that World Series. When the ball was in the air headed your way, did it enter your mind, I'm about to catch the last out and we're going to be World Series champions here?
Yeah, that's right. I catch the last out when I remember the last time Pat Kelly hit the ball over there. I said, I got it. But I think John Mineo or Bill Robinson was on left field it's when a left hand, I told the guy, no, let me have it because it's over right now.
So Omar, what was it like being a part of that World Series Championship parade when you guys got back to Pittsburgh?
Well, it's something special. It's something we worked so hard for almost 8 years to get there. So, you know, it's something special. I can imagine that special was when we won the World Series, when I make the last out in Baltimore.
So Omar, catch us up. What are you doing now?
Well, right now, I live here in Pittsburgh, so I went to the spring. Last 2 years, they invited me to go to spring training to work with those guys in the outfield, Polanco, Martez, and all those guys in base running. Mm. And I still here in Pittsburgh. I'm looking for a job. You know, I think I want to get in baseball because I think I can help. I can help a lot in baseball. A lot of things to give in baseball. So right now, I'm here in Pittsburgh waiting for those meetings. So I send my resume to different organizations, so I hope I get a chance to get back in baseball.
Well, Omar, thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come and be a part of the show. It's truly an honor to have you with us tonight. We have so many other questions we'd love to ask. We hope you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Gaia.
Take care, Omar. All the best to you and your family.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night.
That's the great Omar Moreno. And Bob, you want to talk about a prolific leadoff hitter and obviously a great base dealer, a guy that went from 71 to 77 to 96 stolen bases. I can't believe we're going to see guys come anywhere near that again in the game. Unfortunately, I love the stolen base. We've talked to our good friend Angelo Kane about that sort of thing, you know, small ball and guys running. We're lucky to see somebody steal 30 or 40 bases in a season nowadays. 96, I can't ever imagine we'll get there again.
Not even close, Chris. It's such a different game. And you're right, about 96 stolen bases and coming in. That'll never happen again. I think that's the highest total ever to be a runner-up. Come on, that's insane. But to be like him, Chris, and looking for a job in baseball, I mean, for a team that has a guy that can run, you would think they would want his services to increase the stolen bases. I know the game has changed a lot, Chris, but if you have a guy with a lot of speed, say like a guy on the Dodgers, like a guy like Tolles or somebody like that, unpolished, I would want a guy like Moreno trying to teach this guy how to steal bases because no one was better in the late 70s and early 80s than this guy, and I'm just glad I was born in that era to be able to watch him.
I hope we get back to that kind of baseball again sometime soon, Bob. Omar made that offense go. Getting on base, disrupting the defense by always making them be on their toes because you just never know when he was going to go. Again, 77 stolen bases in 79 and then 96. So you always had to have your eye on him. He would take off. Tim Foley was the perfect second place hitter. He could hit behind Moreno. They get the hit and run. First and third, Parker, Stargell, Bill Robinson, John Milner. Those guys coming up back behind them. So they were going to score runs. So it was an exciting brand of baseball. We're missing that now. It's a home run strikeout sort of baseball league now. But I sure hope we get back to that kind of baseball. It was a lot of fun to watch. And the strategy was a whole lot different and all that sort of thing. Omar, a great player and a great guy on top of that.
Yeah, and you mentioned balance, Chris. We often overlook guys like Moreno because you think of 79, you think of just a team that can just hit and bash the ball. But Moreno was the speed part of that, Chris. People forget. He led the league in 80, had 13 triples. He had 25 triples in that two-year period. Again, an outrageous total of about 175 stolen bases in 2 years. It was just fun to watch. Again, you get this guy, and when you could see him going from first to third on a triple, it was fun to watch because he could fly. And like you said, played in every game 2 years in a row on that hard field when it was Three River Stadium, Chris. His legs did take a beating,
right.
But still around to talk about it. And my goodness, great memories just talking to him.